Hi, GWA Backstage. This is Not So Much Vanilla, and I am here with Mr. Vanilla, who I guess is probably going to be going by We Are Tyler Durden. Is that correct?
That's correct. Well, we are Tyler Durden 2.
2?
Regular Tyler Durden was taken.
No, whatever. We are going to do Burner's Questionnaire. The couple's questionnaire, where it says, satisfy my nosy voyeuristic tendencies, please. So I guess here goes nothing.
Okay.
So y'all get to be in our bed with us. Number one, tell us the story, how you met, when you knew your partner was the one, how you told each other you love each other if you have, and how you proposed if you're engaged or married, any of that kind of good stuff. I'll let you go first.
Okay, so the one of them, how you told each other you love each other, that was a much, much quicker saying for me than it was for her.
Yeah.
We had just graduated, or I had just graduated high school and went on a trip cross country with a group of my guy friends, and I was missing her pretty bad and called her from, I think it was a Pizza Hut somewhere in Kansas, and while I was chatting with her real quick, I told her I missed her and I loved her, and she went, that's nice, or something along those lines. I like you too.
I think I said I really like you.
Yeah, so it was a bit longer for her to say she loved me.
Well, to be fair, I had every intention of just using you for your body. Like, that's what you were for at that point. So, yeah, I was a 16-year-old slut. But, you know, more so than that, everything we do is, like, romantic in the most unromantic way possible. Like, it took me a couple more months to tell him that I loved him, and our proposal was like we had been fighting all day or something like that, and it was storming out. We had the Weather Channel on TV to, because we may have to, you know, get the animals and go into hiding because of a tornado warning or something. And he got down on one knee and I cried my face off. So yeah.
So to add details on that, I had picked out the ring a couple of weeks earlier and was able to throw her off the scent for a few weeks, and then really threw her off the scent on our dating anniversary.
Oh, and so she was really pissed
at me because we were graduating college, so getting to the point where we were talking about where we were going to move and stuff like that. So she wanted a commitment and pissed off because I had her convinced that it wasn't even on my mind.
Yeah. Well, I was planning on staying in that part of the world for you, so I think that's fair. What was the first thing you noticed about your partner? Eyes, boobs, ass, arms, fashion sense, etc. Ooh, I'm curious. I mean, it was 110 years ago. But
or 14, same thing. Well, she did and still does have a great ass and set of boobs. But I would say the first things I noticed about her were her freckles and red hair.
Aww. First thing I noticed about you was your eyes. Yeah. He's got these really gorgeous blue gray, more gray than blue eyes. Just, oh, so nice. And then, I don't know, probably the fact that you were super tall. I got a thing for tall guys.
Super tall at 6 foot, so. Not that tall.
Well, you tower over me, so that's the important part. What is something sweet, romantic, or memorable that your partner has done for you?
The first thing that popped into my mind was baked me a pumpkin pie.
I did do that last week or something,
A
didn't I?
couple weeks ago, yeah.
I see you do all kinds of sweet, memorable things. You know, the year that you got me dance classes for my birthday was shocking and awesome and kind of life-changing. So I'd say probably that. Do you have any romantic routines? Notes in briefcases, flowers every month, a kiss and a hug at the door after work, etc.
Other than sitting with you for a moment while you're still sleeping, as I have to go to work, because I have to go to work probably 2 hours before you have to get up.
Have to, but I get up like an hour after that, so
Not really. I don't think we really have.
that's one of my favorites, though. And besides that, I try and take time when he comes home for lunch. I try and take time and eat lunch with him. Which, you know, as a self-employed workaholic, it's not easy to do, but I try every day. Does BDSM factor into your relationship? 24/7, bedroom DS, swinging, etc.
So yes, bedroom DS, definitely. I am the Dom personality there. As far as other BDSM or not so BDSM relationship pieces, we do have what you'd call maybe a soft open relationship. Where not so much vanilla is currently out there looking to date other women. So yeah, so I'd say bedroom DS and then
And then a little bit of
open,
poly in there.
yeah.
Yeah, I have to be careful how I speak to Tyler when we're out in public because I have been known to call him sir in front of people. Oops. And you know, there are just a couple of other things, like when I see him touching his the one belt. I tend to get stuttery and flustered, which is uncomfortable in group settings. But it happens anyway. Who initiates sex most often? I'd say it's probably me.
I would tend to agree.
Yeah, and you want to know how I do it? The way that I do it is I pick a fight with him so that he throws me against a wall. You say that's accurate?
That would be fairly accurate. I can tell when she's picking a fight because she's actually pissed off, or picking a fight because she might be looking to just be a little bratty.
Who's kinkier?
That'd be me.
I don't know if that's true.
I'd say that's true.
Why do you say so?
I feel like there's a lot of stuff, or maybe not a lot, but some stuff that I would like to do, but you're not quite comfortable. So I tend to, jump into something. Oh, that sounds fun. Whereas you're a little bit more slower to warm up on some of those things.
Okay, guilty as charged. Do we watch porn together and how often?
We do not very often. I'd say when I want vanilla to be feeling particularly turned on and horny, I will send her videos to watch. We will often watch them together.
Those are my favorites. Somebody sent them to me as an assignment.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, but here's the thing. Like, I don't watch a whole lot of porn. Most of it is just not right for me. You know, I tend to get into the, like, highly overproduced James Dean white linen sheets kind of porn. So finding good stuff is a little challenging. And, you know, what turns me on is usually erotica or, you know, listening to you filthy people. So that's not how Tyler gets turned on. So it's kind of frustrating. But what are your favorite positions together? I really like it when he has me standing up, you know, against a wall or in the shower or bent over our bed or something, and he takes me from behind. Bonus points if there's a mirror handy.
I think for me, it is generally rolling her up on her back. So her knees are up against her chest. And,
oh.
Yeah. Usually off the side of the bed or something like that.
Also, I'm very bendy, so that's a good one. What do you think is your partner's favorite body part on you? Don't confirm or deny. See next question. Okay, I suspect that Tyler thinks that my best body part is probably my ass. I don't know. Possibly my chest. I've got some nice breasts. I don't know.
What do you think your partner's favorite on me? That's going to be a toss-up between my mouth and my hands.
Oh, shit. What is your favorite body part on your partner?
I probably would have to go with the ass.
And I would have to go with the hands. Yeah. Most definitely. You've got one hell of a mouth, too, but those hands. Jesus. What's your favorite place to touch your partner?
I touch the small of the back a lot.
Yeah, you do. I like your chest. I mean, aside from the obvious, you know, obviously I like to touch a nice hot hard cock, but I like your chest and your arms. He's been spending a lot of time at the gym lately, so everything's hard. Oh. How often do you have sex? Not often enough?
That was going to be my exact response, too.
Oh, high
too busy
mind.
With other stuff during the week, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. How adventurous does your sex get? Do you have a sex routine or do you mix it up a lot?
I would say it gets mixed up a lot. How adventurous? I would say that depends on timing. If I can get her worked up and catch her at the right time, it can be pretty adventurous. Other times, it's more of a more vanilla kind of just do your thing and thank you.
Fuck off. It's not like that. Fuck you, sir. Ah. Oh. I'd say our sex gets pretty adventurous, you know. There's a limited amount of time, thank you very much, but I don't know. We don't really have much of a routine, but sometimes we do fall back on the formula, I guess. So, what do y'all wear to bed together? Love you, Burner.
For me, just boxers.
Yeah, I tend to sleep in a tank top and underwear. What do you think your partner looks sexiest wearing?
What are those? Boy shorts? Is that what those underwear are called?
The ones that I pole dance in, or the ones that are lace and they kind of come up in my ass a little bit,
That
or
one. Yeah.
those are cheekies, I think they're
Cheekies.
called. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes,
Duly
very
noted.
nice.
I think he looks sexiest in, like, when he just comes home from work and he's got his shirt sleeves rolled up and unbuttoned, the top is unbuttoned, and he's got either jeans or slacks or something like that on, but he just looks sort of like business disheveled, I guess, and it's like stupidly hot. It's ridiculous, like unreasonable. Do toys feature regularly in your play together? If so, what are your favorites? Well, yeah, we like toys. I don't know, my vibrator doesn't really come out with us all that much. Once in a while, but not often. There's an assortment of dildos and plugs and things like that, and that belt. I don't know, am I missing anything?
I'd say my favorite one is probably the real big purple dildo, just because I like the trust and the time that has to go into getting that sucker in her pussy, so.
It's absurd. It's like being fisted. It's ridiculous, but it's nice. Oh Lord, Burner. What is your most embarrassing, awkward, or funny sex moment together? I have one in mind. I'm curious if you do.
I do not have one in mind. What is yours?
Do you remember that time that we broke our mattress?
I do.
Okay, so we were moving around a lot. It was while we were in college, so it was, every summer we had to move back home and deal with stuff back home, and then we were switching apartments and stuff. So we didn't really have a proper bed because everything had to be tear downable and put away in two tiny cars-able, So we had this, it was basically a glorified air mattress. It pretended to be like a knockoff Sleep Number bed, but it was not. And it had these plastic platforms under it that you basically put on, they look like traffic cones almost. And like, I can't believe the thing lasted as long as it did because when I, even now that I'm describing it, I'm like, that is just asking to tear apart, right? But he was fucking me in his particular favorite, where I'm kind of rolled up and he's standing up and going to town. And all of a sudden, he's laying on top of me, and the bed has shifted like 2 feet to the other direction, and we're low, like we're on the ground. And it's because one of a couple of the supports under the thing had broken, so he just broke it. He broke the bed, fucking me. Yay for college sex. if applicable.
What is your routine during her period? Do you ride the crimson wave?
Oh, burner.
From time to time, I do ride the crimson wave.
Usually in the shower. But, okay, so here's the thing. I'm actually usually not all that horny when I'm on my period. Like, towards the tail end, yeah, okay, then I most definitely am. But, like, the beginning and the middle, I'm just cranky and I want to eat chocolate things, and it's just not, it's not a good time for sex. It's just not. But, yeah, we do. And if we do, it's going to be in the shower. How would you describe what your partner smells like? I swear I'm not weird. Yes, Burner, you are weird. I'm just saying. In an awesome way. I don't know. He smells like Tyler Durden.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to second that. I don't know. I think on some level it's gotta smell familiar because there is that animalistic thing just inhaling her deeply, but I couldn't put a smell to it, couldn't describe it. It just smells right.
Aw. I don't know. I can tell you, and it changes too. I assume we're talking about the bits, and we're not talking about just, like what he smells like, because when he comes home from the gym, he smells like sweaty, hot, delicious man. When he's fresh out of the shower, he smells like naked, hot, delicious man. I don't know. I got nothing for that one. I'll think on that. I might be able to get back to you, dear. How would you describe what your partner's cum slash juices taste like? Okay, maybe I'm a little weird.
Tastes like pussy.
Tastes like cum.
Not sure on that one. I'm gonna have to admit it has been like 16 years since I've tasted another woman, so not quite sure what to compare it to other than pussy.
Yeah, I'm gonna second that. Yeah. Do you watch each other masturbate? Fuck yes. Yes.
Yes, I do, and she doesn't know it.
Yeah, it's good. It's one of my favorite activities. I sort of have a thing for being told no, not yet, and no, you can't. So watching him get himself off just makes me want to touch, and when I can't, it makes me frustrated, which makes me want to touch more. Do you shower together? Sometimes. He likes the water fucking cold. Like cold water.
And by cold water, she means normal temperature.
I do like hot showers, but he likes them cold, so I don't like sharing my water with
And we're kind of on different schedules
him.
as far as showering. So it's really the weekends if we're going to.
Yeah, we usually do at least a couple of times on the weekends, so. Have you ever slash would you ever film yourself having sex? If you did, what was it like watching it?
Did we film ourselves?
I think we tried to that one time, but
It didn't
it
really
didn't
work
work
out.
because it was still a new camera and we didn't know how to work it.
I know we've recorded before.
That's fun. I like that. I like listening to that again. But yeah, I would. I'd film us having sex,
Yeah.
would you? Yeah. So I guess that's Burner's questions, and those are some really good ones too. It's been forever since I recorded, but my life is changing a little bit, so I should be able to do a bit more of it. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.